one of the diplomats that was hiding out with the Canadians, really kind of poured cold water on a lot of the most thrilling elements of the film. I mean, the hair-raising moments, the moment in the Tehran Bazaar, the moment where they were in the streets and they got caught up in a mob of raging Muslims, all the stuff, like you said, at the airport, the tarmac chase, none of that happened. And, I mean, the central premise of the film, the thing that kind of creates this U.S. government, CIA / Hollywood nexus in the film that serves to not only bolster the reputation and the heroism of the U.S. government and the CIA in particular, but also with the Hollywood connection, that it was also this self-congratulatory Hollywood collaboration with the CIA to get these people out with this fake film ruse. I mean, the fake film wound up being really kind of a unnecessary, totally untested distraction to the actual escape of these six people from Iran. I mean, like you said, no one even asked who they were when they were at the airport. They had their tickets. Their tickets had actually been purchased in advance by the Canadian ambassador, Ken Taylor's wife, on a few separate occasions. She brought the tickets back. They all drove to the airport. They got on a plane to Zurich, dusted their hands, and that was it. I mean, you know, not that that's not still a fascinating story, but it certainly has none of the chills and thrills depicted in Argo, which is what makes people love Argo so much. And so while, yes, of course, like we keep saying, creative license, Hollywood, fantasy, that's all great. But the fact is, this country's relationship with Iran right now is so central to its foreign policy. And so to have this film come out now and depict events from 30 years ago that serve pretty much solely to depict Iran and Iranians and its government as these villains, these nefarious, vengeful, bloodthirsty villains, really plays into the common media narrative and political narrative right now. And that is why I think this film winds up being slightly more dangerous to that narrative than simply kind of dismissing it as, well, it's just a movie and whatever, let's move on. It really does play into this propaganda perpetuating itself, which I do find unfortunate and really unhelpful at a time when actually nuclear talks seem to be progressing far more productively than they have in the past. The threats of war are greatly diminished. Israel's bellicosity is being very much marginalized. Chuck Hagel was just sworn in as the new Secretary of Defense, and not that I have any illusions that he's a pacifist, but certainly he is on record opposing another unjust and illegal war on a Muslim country in the Middle East. All of these things are working together. So with Argo winning Best Picture this past Sunday, it seems to kind of elevate once again a very kind of misinformed and myopic narrative that doesn't quite square with reality.